Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Good morning and welcome to St. John's as we continue and finally conclude our celebration of Easter. This is the seventh Sunday. We have been celebrating the resurrection of our Lord for a week of weeks. But also this past Thursday was the Ascension. And so today, while we continue to celebrate our Easter season, we will be listening to the readings that were chosen for the Ascension. I thought it was kind of important, so we're going to do that this year. I'm so glad that you're all here, whether you're joining us in worship, you're joining us online. It's Easter Sunday, it's Ascension Sunday, it's Memorial Day weekend, and today we also get to celebrate our graduates. We are going to be celebrating with Landon and Allison and Claire and Emma and commending them to their future with hope. And so I'm glad that you are all here. We have Sunday school bags in the back of the church, and we also have Sunday school in between services. So I hope that all of the children in your lives are able to be touched by God's love today. Next Sunday, June 5th, we will be welcoming new members, and so I hope that you will be able to join us for that celebration. And last week, I said that we were beginning to look for folks who may be willing and able to help with the move. I have a date. It's Saturday, June 11th, beginning at 9 a.m. And so if you have some experience, if you want some experience, many hands make light work, and I think that we can do all of this very quickly together. So please let me know and listen for the addresses. But that's Saturday, June 11th at 9 a.m. We have gathered this morning to be in worship, to add our voices to those celebrating Jesus' resurrection and his ascension. So let us continue our worship by joining together, singing our gathering song, Open the Eyes of My Heart. Let us rise and sing together.
In my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. We sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you, I want to see you, to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. See you high and lifted up,
shining in the light of your glory.
Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy.
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, your only Son was taken into the heavens and in your presence intercedes for us. Receive us and our prayers for all the world, and in the end bring everything into your glory through Jesus Christ, our Sovereign and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our first lesson this morning comes from Acts
chapter 1, beginning at the first verse. Luke writes, "In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote all about that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, they were gazing up toward heaven. Suddenly, two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." The word of the Lord. The second lesson comes from Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at the 15th verse. "I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power? God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and he has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke in the 24th chapter. Jesus said to the 11 and those with them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." And he led them out as far as Bethany. And lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing God. The Gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite any children to come on forward. Here she comes. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that.
So, if you were listening, we just heard twice, two stories, one from Acts, one from Luke, about Jesus, the very end of his time here on earth. What happened? Do you remember what happens? Jesus, talking to his disciples, in the gospel I just read, raised his hands up, and then all of a sudden, he was taken up into heaven. We call it the ascension, right? He was standing there, and all of a sudden, he started to float, and he was taken, and the clouds covered him up, and you couldn't see him anymore. That's how Jesus left. That's kind of cool, huh? Think about it. There we are, all right? So what in your experience is something that we have here that can help us think about the fact that we start on the ground and we float up and maybe we can get as far as the heavens? How about a kite? Have you ever flown a kite? They're really good. I love kites. I really, really do. All right. This right here is the simplest kite anyone can make. There it is, right? You've got place for the air to go. You got place for a string, the staple. It's that simple. You could make one. All right. So you got to get a piece of paper for me too. I'll take this lovely pinkish orange. All right. So you take it and you fold it in half. All right. Nope. That's it. The fat way. There we are. And you fold it in half. All right. So from there, now you take one of these corners up here and you just sort of bring it down. Now you don't fold it. You just let it lay there. And then you bring the other side and let it meet. You see that? Have you ever folded a paper airplane before? No. All right. So can I help you with that? There we are. Oh, that's really, right? I had mine down a little bit farther, but you can have yours up like that, right? Then a staple. And now you've got a kite. And then where would you like it? Right here? That look good? Okie doke. So we've got this kite. And a kite is kind of like Jesus floating up into the sky. But this Jesus Jesus is still connected to us, right? Jesus still cares about us and all the rest of those kinds of things. See, that's where the string comes in for me, all right? Because that string shows how much Jesus loves us and is still connected to us right here on the ground. So even though Jesus rose from the dead and now today we see ascended into heaven, he's still connected. So I'm going to give you that, and eventually when you go home, you can connect that through that hole we just popped and see if that kite flies. All right? All right. Now, let's have a quick word of prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you for living with us, for teaching us. We thank you for dying and rising for us, and now on your ascension, we thank you for taking our humanity to be with God. But more importantly, Lord, we thank you for staying connected to us. May we feel your love every day. Amen. Good luck flying the kite. Jesus is risen. And may the presence of our risen Christ go with us from this day onward. It was spring of 1990. I was an intern in the Boston area, and I was given the opportunity to preach on this Sunday, the seventh Sunday of Easter, which was immediately preceded by Ascension the Thursday before. So as I preached that Sunday, I called the Ascension the birthday of the church. The next week on Pentecost Sunday, my supervisor said that the rest of the world calls Pentecost the birthday of the church, thereby scolding his intern from the pulpit. Oh, so much fun, right? But my point on this seventh Sunday, on this Ascension Sunday, was that at his ascension, Jesus gives his disciples, he gives all of us, Jesus gives the church our purpose. We have a reason, we have a mission, we have work to do to make God's dream real and his kingdom come. And while that might not be officially the birthday of the church, it's still worth celebrating. Because as Jesus was preparing the disciples for his leave-taking, he gave them a mission to be witnesses. That mission was not to stay locked up in some upper room with just the 12 of them. That mission was not to enter into some sort of insular community only filled with those who had followed Jesus around. The mission wasn't to go back to their old lives, forgetting everything that Jesus has done. The mission was that they were to be witnesses. They were to tell what they had heard and seen and done with Jesus, what Jesus had taught and accomplished, how he had helped and healed and fed and taught, how he had suffered, died, and rose again for God's people. They were to be witnesses. Now, it can be hard to be a witness. Now, it's not that you didn't see or experience something, and it's not that you don't remember correctly. It's just that you or me, we're just one person with just one part of the story. I tell this from experience. I was, while in seminary, working at a used bookstore in Hyde Park, Chicago, on 57th Street. It was a great place, right? It was a Thursday night, and I was getting ready to go up and lock the door and then tell the last of the customers it was time, if they had a purchase, to do that. My boss was in our very back room. There was a computer store renting space from us in the back. And as I walked up to that front door to lock it, in walks a gentleman wearing a long trench coat, a nylon stocking over his head, pointing what looked to be a sawed-off shotgun right at me. I was taken aback. He herded me and all of the customers to the back, made us lay down on the ground. I was concerned for all of those customers. I was concerned for my boss, who was in a back room. Right? Now, eventually, everything worked out. The gentleman was caught as he was there. But I was brought in as a witness at his trial. The only difficulty was, while I knew what he had done, I had never seen his face. If they had made everybody in the courtroom put a nylon stocking over their face, I might have been able to pick him out. So I told part of the story. And one of the other customers told part of the story. And the police officer told part of the story. See, this is why Jesus made all of the disciples witnesses. This is why Jesus has made all of the church, all of us, we are all witnesses, so that we can together create the picture of God's love in Jesus Christ. This is the church's great mission, to stand as witnesses to Jesus Christ, using words if we must. Because in Acts, Jesus tells the disciples then that they are to be witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and out to the ends of the earth. Jesus wants for those disciples to start close, to start with those people they know in a place that they know. And then as the Spirit moves, they go out into the wider world and even to the ends of the earth, like Sydney, Ohio. The Apostle Paul used that commission as the driving force for his mission. He started where he knew, and then Paul literally walked around the world that he knew twice, and at his end was heading to Spain, which was the end of the earth as far as Paul knew. We are encouraged as witnesses to Jesus to start where we are and where we feel comfortable. We are encouraged to live the truth of Jesus' love and forgiveness, to love our neighbors right here where we are. We are also encouraged to move beyond just our neighborhood and share that love beyond. Now, sometimes that's temporary as we go to a place to help and to share. Sometimes it's longer term as we enter into relationships and bring God's love to other people. But we too are encouraged to reach out as far as we can, witnessing to God's love for creation in the life of Jesus. See, this purpose, this mission that we are given to be witnesses of Jesus can be frightening and intimidating at times. Jesus knows this, he understands this, and he planned for this. Jesus asks the disciples to wait for God's gift of the Holy Spirit. He tells them that they are not alone, that God will be with them even if he, Jesus, cannot. Jesus leads them to understand that with God by their side, they are able to witness as they are called to. Us too. The Holy Spirit comes to us and helps us, strengthens us, gives us peace and hope for our calling, enlightens us, and will even give us words when we have none. We can do this. We can be witnesses of Christ, for the Holy Spirit is with us always. Then in Luke, it says that Jesus opened the disciples' mind so that they would understand the Scriptures. I have always been a little envious of that sentence. But Martin Luther would tell us that Jesus does the same for us, because we read Scripture through the lens of Jesus, his life and teaching, his death and resurrection. We understand Scripture through the power of Jesus' love for us all. And so we have a foundation for our witness and a source for our strength. Jesus opens our mind so that we too may understand the Scriptures and share the truth of God's love with all of our neighbors, all of our friends, all of our family, and even strangers. We can share the truth that Jesus is risen. Now on that ascension day, Jesus was lifted into the clouds, taking our humanity to heaven to be with God. Our relationship with God changes as our flesh and blood becomes fully known and fully represented in the heavenly places. That lifting into the clouds is used as the major image for a poem. This poem is used to inspire our living, the mission that we are given, and it reads as follows. We saw his light break through the cloud of glory, whilst we were rooted still in time and place. As earth became a part of heaven's story, and heaven opened to his human face. We saw him go, and yet we're not parted. He took us with him to the heart of things. The heart that broke for all the brokenhearted is whole and heaven-centered now. Sings in the strength that rises out of weakness, sings to the clouds that veil him from our sight, whilst we ourselves become his clouds of witness and sing the waning darkness into light, his light in us, in ours, in him concealed, which all creation waits to see revealed. Whilst we ourselves become his clouds of witness. That image fills me with delight and with hope that Jesus, as he ascended into our hearts so that we can become that great cloud of witnesses that James celebrates. It is not just that Jesus lived and we have seen his glory. It is not just that Jesus opens our hearts and our minds to understand Scriptures in the light of God's love. It is not just that Jesus promises the Holy Spirit, and then the Spirit fills us with light and life, with holiness and blessedness. Jesus lives in us. He abides with us. He dwells with us. He comes to us at this table. In and with that bread and wine. He comes to us in the word that we hear and the praise that we share and in the presence of our sisters and brothers that we enjoy right here. This presence with us, this Jesus who lives through us, this is our strength and purpose. We follow Jesus and in our following bring the light of God's love, the truth of his dream, and the reality of God's kingdom wherever it is that we go. So let us stand as witnesses, using words when needed, and bring the glory of God to a world who needs that light and that peace, that forgiveness and hope. Let us find our strength always in the powerful truth that Jesus is risen. Amen. Please rise as we join together in prayer. Set free from captivity to sin and death, we pray to the God of resurrection for the church, people in need, and all of creation. Holy One, ruler of heaven and earth, wash us in your Holy Spirit and make us witnesses to your resurrected life in this community. Let our fellowship be assigned to others of the presence of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, through thundering, mighty waters, reveal your creative power at work in creation. Cleanse the air, land, and waters with the movement of your Spirit and the participation of your people. Lord, in your mercy, in faithful and diverse worship, turn all people toward you and your loving will for humankind. Bridge differences among traditions and across faiths. Unite us in mission for the sake of a world in need. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, we pray for peace as war rages in Ukraine. Shelter all living in fear. Protect those seeking refuge in neighboring countries. Sustain families separated by the horrors of war. Tend to those who are injured. Comfort all who mourn their dead. Direct your people into the way of peace. Lord, in your mercy. In the suffering and death of Jesus, draw near to those who suffer and for whom death approaches. Hold them in the palm of your loving hand and give them rest. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate God, we pray for those who need your healing presence. Bless all who suffer illness and disease, who struggle with injury and accident. We pray especially for Sharon, Fran, Carol, Tom, Brenda, and Jack. May the healing presence of Christ rest upon them and all. Lord, in your mercy. Ascended Lord, we remember our graduates and all of their accomplishments. May the power of discipleship guide their way in the world where they study, work, and play. Bless them today so that they may enrich and purify the world around us. Lord, in your mercy. Rouse us to remember the faithful witness of the saints who have gone before us. By their lives and the life and death of Jesus, enlighten our hearts, give us hope, and lead us in wisdom. We pray especially, Lord, for the family and friends of Sandra Poling, the family and friends of Betsy Clark, the family and friends of Teresa Foltz, the family and friends of Gail Shively, and the family and friends of Jean Reinhardt. Lord, in your mercy. Ascended Lord, as a country that has known war, we remember this weekend those who have died in defense of this country. As we remember them, we pray that their deaths will stand as witness to love lived, and we pray that you will help us work to see that no more lives need be lost. Lord, in your mercy. In your mercy, O God, respond to these prayers and renew us by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now, may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May this weekend celebration and your week ahead be filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
We will sing, sing, sing. And make music where the heavens. We will sing, sing, sing. Grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. What's not to love about you? Heaven and earth adore you. Kings and kingdoms bow down. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one we're living for. You are the love that frees us. You are the light that leads us. A fire burning, Son of God, you are the one. You are the one we're living for. We will sing, 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 and make music.